In recent years, donut shops, car dealerships, and doctor's offices have received tax breaks from industrial development agencies in western New York. Now, a first-term state legislator from Buffalo has crafted a bill to halt such deals. He joins a growing chorus of critics who argue IDAs have lost their way since being created in the 1960s. The Innovation Trail's Daniel Robison reports.
Last fall, in the first press conference of his legislative career, Assemblyman Sean Ryan planted a podium on a sidewalk next to a busy road in Tonawanda. Behind him stood a large liquor store known as Premier.
There's nothing wrong with Premier. I shop at Premier. It's a good store. But as you can see, it's 10 o'clock in the morning and we have a full parking lot here. So it's a thriving business.
But as of May 1st, Premier packed its bags and moved to a shopping center a few miles away in Amherst. That town's industrial development agency catalyzed this move with $500,000 in tax breaks. Ryan says the IDA effectively poached the business and its annual tax revenue from Tonawanda. He says town IDAs are increasingly rubber stamping almost all tax breaks because they need fees to survive.
So you've got this perverse incentive to subsidize something every year in order to keep the lights on and keep the salaries paid in your IDAs.
While all of New York City has one IDA, Erie County, which is much smaller, has six. This creates an environment where almost any business can shop around and find the biggest tax break, Ryan says. So he has written legislation to strip the county's five town IDAs of the power to grant most tax breaks. That would leave just one, the county IDA, with full powers.
It's hard to pull a, stinky deal through that body, because someone will flag it as is not good economic development.
Ryan's aims can only be accomplished in Albany because IDAs derive power from state law. While he's been prepping the bill for months, it still hasn't been introduced. For why, look no further than the five town IDAs that would be hamstrung by the legislation.
I think this is completely unnecessary.
Hamburg supervisor Stephen Walters says tax breaks from IDAs have resulted in dozens of businesses moving into vacant buildings in his town. He says critics shouldn't disparage the new jobs that come as a result.
They try to simply look at the business itself and say that type of business should not be incented.
Walter says his town's tax base has improved because of tax breaks. Hamburg IDA Chairman Michael Bartlett agrees, even if the jobs created are in restaurants and retail outlets.
These jobs, yeah, they may not be paying $20 or $30 an hour, but these jobs are important to them. I bet you some of these people are able to pay their rent, send their kids to school, and put food on their table because of these jobs.
Loud opposition to Ryan's bill by town IDAs have spooked would-be Senate sponsors, says Andrew Rudnick. He's CEO of the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership, an organization like the Chamber of Commerce. Without a sponsor, the bill goes nowhere. Rudnick says town IDAs are fighting for their lives. Without the ability to grant most tax breaks, town IDAs will likely go out of business. He says that might be the point.
Do I think somewhere that's in the minds of the people who crafted that, that over time you would end up with one IDA by attrition as opposed by legislation? Oh, I'm pretty sure that's part of the thinking.
But the clock is ticking. With the legislative session over in June, Ryan only has a few weeks to secure a co-sponsor, find votes, and push the bill through Albany. Rudnick says it still has a chance, but he wouldn't bet on it. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WRVO News.